This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
No, don't fade it out. No, hey, Super Don, I want some more sugar. Give me some more sugar. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give me some sugar. Yeah, you got the Barry White thing happening with your microphone because you're hanging around your grandkids, right?
I am.
You made it safe and sound to Arkansas. Any sign of the Clintons?
I am here in the land of Hillary.
Oh, you're so mean.
Yes.
You're a conspiratorial coffer. That's what you are.
I must be a part of that alt-right, right?
The alt-right. It is alt. What does the alt stand for, anyway? It's not Carol alt-right, because we know Carol's awesome.
Well,
so what does the
alt
stand for?
The alternative right.
You mean you've got a right and you've got an alternative to the right, or a right that's alternative to right, or it's more right than alternative? I don't know if they come up with these terms, much less if they actually have meaning. But give me some sugar. Never mind. Just give me some sugar.
Gotta love it. Yeah,
why do we open with the Archies today?
You remember?
The Archies, man. That
the
was
Archies,
great.
Very good.
Are you kidding me?
You don't know the Dave Clark Five, but you know the Archies.
I still don't know the Dave Clark Five. What are they? Why are you bringing that up? You're just trying to make me look bad in front of my audience.
It's from that same era, but
Anyway. But in front of my UK Health Radio audience, of course.
I know.
They know the Dave Clark Five, don't they? When we had Amanda on from UK Health Radio, didn't we ask her if she knew who the Dave Clark Five was? I have a feeling we actually asked her and she didn't know who they were. Or she made fun of me too, probably.
Yeah, she made fun of you. There was somebody else that I don't know.
Yeah.
That's so funny. We haven't talked about that in a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're fading fast, my friend. You were just overnight and trying to make it to the grandbabies. You finally made it. I'm sure they're not letting you rest yet. And it's like how I felt yesterday. So welcome to my world.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, it wasn't the ride. I mean, it's only about 7.5, 8 hour drive, but I'm getting too old for this packing stuff up thing, man.
It's the moving.
All beat to heck, man.
Yeah. It is. It is the most brutal part.
Old.
Very stressful, and it taxes the adrenals. There's no doubt about it. So you need some extra magnesium today and some extra pure phytoplankton. I just had mine before I got on the air, so I'm fuzzing.
I need some extra sleep is what I need.
I got a good night's sleep last night. Yeah. Yeah. Later, Tater. Sugar. So why sugar?
Sugar.
This morning, in the mainstream media, I saw it was on CNN, it was on Today, it was on like every show. Oh, my gosh. You know, this is the among the very many reasons that I wish Jerry Doyle was still with us. That's the selfish part of me. Whatever his journey was, it's elsewhere now, obviously, with the passing of Jerry. But, man, he would be eating this story up, no pun intended, going, Robert, you did it again. It's like, this was happening back before or right around the time I was born onto this planet. The sugar industry was funding studies that were published to counteract the things they learned about in the 1950s that said sugar, refined carbohydrates, were actually a much more reliable marker of the potential for cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, etc. And in the 1960s, they were desperate to counteract it, so they actually bought off a Harvard research scientist. Did you hear what I said? They bought off a Harvard research scientist, because that would never happen, right? Because it's Harvard, right? And they knew that by doing this, Harvard researcher says that fat is the great evil. Avoid fat, saturated fat, cholesterol, and you'll do just fine. And, of course, in that time frame, food, as you eliminated fat, tasted like cardboard. So sales of sugary foods and sugar additives, refined carbohydrates, climbed by significant percentage points. I think it's actually in the article somewhere. It's so darn long, I can't even remember where I found it. But basically, if a Harvard scientist says sugar is good for you, you just better listen. Exactly. Pay attention. It's from Harvard. This is why I have very little respect for institutions of higher learning or higher indoctrination, where you get degrees. And they talk about diploma mills. Oh, we went to a little school somewhere. And it's like, it doesn't matter. They're teaching you what industry has been funding over the course of the 20th and now the 21st centuries. And the point of, even though most of the articles out there and most of the news coverage, Superdon, on this issue have been just astonished. I mean, they're like, wow, how did this happen? You mean it's sugar, it's not fat, the fat's not, well, they're just, my point in bringing this up is not so much that, because how often have I related this to the audience on my show and on other shows? Just ad nauseum. You're like sick of it. Stop with the fat is good for you stuff already, right, Robert? I want some sugar. Give me some sugar. And yet, the focus should be on the purchasing of science in the 20th century. How much of that century was laid waste by industry, by multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. I know you've heard me say that many times. There's a reason for me to tell you this. And how they purchased these institutions of higher learning, going back again to 1910, the Flexner Report. That established that medical schools that teach patent petrochemical medicines would be the only schools that would be accredited and legitimized and ultimately funded, of course, to the detriment of all other medical schools of thought, homeopathic, Ayurvedic, probably wasn't known so much in America at that time, but certainly herbal medicine, eclectic medicine, chiropractic, naturopathic, all of those forms of medicines declined in America, not because they were illegitimate, but because they were basically defunded and made to exist, if they could exist at all, on a field that was so tilted that they were falling off the flat earth that I can't believe some people are still arguing for, including, I think, a question of the day a little later. So,
yes.
You follow me here? The sugar is not the story, even though it is the main story, and they're finally going, yeah, Robert, and you're like, or, you're right. Reluctantly, we're going to have to say that even though you're a renegade homeopath and you don't, buy the party line that medicine is all that awesome mana from heaven, we have to acknowledge it. But the reality is, if they lied to you about sugar, what else did they lie to you about, right? And that's the lesson, too, of the movie Vaxxed. If they lied to you about the MMR vaccine, what other vaccines have they lied to you about? Dell Bigtree is going around doing a bang-up job communicating this message, too. I think they're in Mississippi right now and talking about this issue and saying, you know what? He was in a group of doctors and science researchers, people that all go, yeah, we know it's corrupt. We know medicine is corrupt. Big pharma is bad. They're selling drugs. They're toxic. They're bad. Why can't they be safe like the vaccines, right? That's what they said. Dell was like, what? I was like, you had me up until then, and suddenly there's the cognitive dissonance on one area. Now, what area is it for you? Now, if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years, maybe vaccines is not that area anymore. You're like, yeah, I kind of get it now, even though it's hard for me to fathom and stomach and swallow that vaccines aren't tested really, truly for safety and efficacy. And even if they are efficacious in stimulating artificially an antibody, they're not sufficient to prevent, quote-unquote, disease, and they might not even be desirable because the prevention of the manifestation of that disease by artificial antibody induction might be making your children more susceptible to chronic diseases, autoimmune diseases, and cancer later in life. Cue the, what did he just say? Right? That was one of those sentences. I don't know where it comes from.
Whew, you had to take a breath there, right?
Yeah. But that,
listen, here's a question I've got. If we've got evidence of the fact that the sugar industry, and what do they call these guys? You know, what do they call themselves? The Sugar
Association or something?
Association of America, mm-hmm. E. Pluribus Unum. The Sugar Association. Yeah, I guess it is a Sugar Association.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Here's the deal, okay? Now, the excuse that these guys are giving, because they had to come out with a statement after this, mm-hmm. right? I mean, they had to say something. And so they say, we acknowledge that the Sugar Research Foundation should have exercised greater transparency. That was very unfortunate. And the standards mm-hmm. of transparency that we have today were not the norm then. Mm-hmm. And I like this. They're trying to say that because it was so long ago, there's nothing they can do, right? You know, they're saying, it's challenging for us to comment on events that allegedly occurred 60 years ago, documents we've never seen. But here's the thing, okay? These mm-hmm. guys, how many years ago was this? 50 years ago? 60 years ago?
Yeah, 50.
They hid evidence that sugar was causing and was linked to heart disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how
mm-hmm.
many people have died from heart disease in the last 60 years?
Ooh,
a lot of people.
Millions.
It's one of the highest rates of mortality mm-hmm. in this country. And so I'm thinking, you know, if I had some loved ones that died of heart disease over the last 60 years, I would probably be knocking on the door of the Sugar Association and saying, hey, you know, you guys should be held liable for this.
You got a very strong point there, Super Don. I think that's another reason why this is a shocking revelation, because could there be, or is there a statute of limitation for peer-reviewed literature being bought, right, being fraudulently put forward to the detriment? And I think about the industry as well, that have been harmed by this, right? Anybody that had fat in their food was hammered to almost being out of business. And that's where, of course, the rise of petrochemical butter, margarine, came about, the trans fat movement. Okay, sprung even further to life at that point. And of course, heart disease went up, cardiovascular surgeries, bypass surgeries.
So here you've got the scam, the fat scam.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got the sugar scam.
Yep.
Again, how many people have died as a result of these scams?
Yeah, exactly. And how many more scams are out there that you don't know about? We do, and we're trying to relate that 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends, come with me if you want to live. There's your line.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, no, we'll be right back. Super Don might be napping in a moment. We got another one of those theme songs from Super Don, segment that Jerry Doyle would appreciate coming up, related to cancer and what causes it.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com for all the notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan. And, of course, Super Don here making it sound good. We got refined sugar on the board tonight. You can call him up and tell him or ask him what he's eating first. And then get back to me. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. I kid. We love our board ops from GCN. We do. They're good people. Good
now,
people.
Why did you call him refined sugar?
No, people are going to have to call up and ask him that. Patrick is on the board tonight. Okay. Ask him why.
Right. Put him on the spot.
866-939-BELL. No, you know, he's good. He's good for it. He can handle it. 866-939-2355. You heard the numbers. Now use it. Okay. We got some questions of the day coming up. We got Ian Clark. We're going to talk about a medicinal supplement summit as well. And I had my pure marine phytoplankton earlier today, activationproducts.com. RSB15 will get you 15% off. We'll talk to him about that. Now, the spirit of Jerry Doyle lives on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We shall never forget and not appreciate Jerry Doyle. Because so many times I've talked about being on his show, he'd go, well, Robert was right again. Fed into my ego. You know me, the diva. Can't fit my head through the door, right? And now, of course, it's up to Super Don to keep throwing these my way. What are they? Well, they're scientific studies that point out things that I guess Robert already knew to be true, and he wants to remind you.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a but I told you so.
I told you so.
Oh, my God. Super Don, I feel a little awkward doing this, like, because, you know, I'm a raving egomaniac. Am I even talking about myself this way? I feel weird, right? I told you so, right? I don't like doing that.
I told you so.
I told you so. What did I tell them, Super Don? What did I tell them?
Well, you know, there's this term that you use a lot when you're talking about cancer and things that people need to be concerned about,
mm-hmm.
people need to avoid,
yes.
and that is ionizing radiation. Now, you don't see that a lot In the
I thought it was Twizzlers. You said it was ionizing radiation?
Can you get ionizing radiation from Twizzlers?
I don't know. We'll ask Patrick.
I don't think so. We'll have to look into that.
Yes, we'll look into it.
There's a story about ionizing radiation and the effects of ionizing radiation, which you have talked about for years, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've warned women and their breasticles, if you can call them that, to be kept clear of ionizing radiation when they smack them between these two plates and radiate them. To see if you have breast cancer, and then you go find out that the ionizing radiation is causing what? Breast cancer. And here's a story that says DNA damage, cancer caused by ionizing radiation identified. Like, you know, how long have they known that radiation causes cancer?
The thing, because when you first read this article, scientists have suspected.
We weren't
they
sure.
They suspected. All that perhaps along. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've been able to go in and they've been able to identify the marker,
mm-hmm.
the damage to the DNA that is being caused indeed by
ionizing radiation. Yeah, published in the journal Nature Communications, scientists showed the effects of gamma rays, X-rays, and radioactive particles on DNA, deciphering patterns they think will help differentiate between spontaneous and radiation-caused tumors. Why? Because they want to do better by you with their treatment for cancer. Ooh! Would this mean that if they identify the specific DNA damage caused by ionizing radiation, that they'll rule out using ionizing radiation as a treatment? Hmm? I wonder.
No.
No, of course not.
No. Of course. No. What is it that they are using this information for?
Well, they want to find out if they can treat it the same or differently as other cancers.
Ah, yes.
And... I look at this and I just shake my head. This is how far we've come. Go back to the Harvard researcher that they bought off. These mutational signatures could be a diagnosis tool for both individual cases and for groups of cancers and could help us find out which cancers are caused by radiation. Once we have a better understanding of this, we can study whether they should be treated the same or differently to other cancers, just in case you thought I was making that up. Right? Oh, wait, this cancer is different because it was caused by radiation as opposed to the cancer that was caused by chemo. Whoop-de-frickin'-do. You got cancer and you're going to decide, well, if it's caused by radiation, then we'll treat it with chemo. If it's caused by chemo, we'll treat it with radiation. Both of those things cause cancer, folks. They're numbnuts. They're absolute numbnuts. Don't let them near you or your loved ones if you want to survive cancer. You want to reverse it, much less prevent it. But they say, oh, cancer, other than the ionizing radiation, it's spontaneous. And in that case, we can give you more radiation to kill it, to cure it, or to kill the patient. We're not sure which, because we're scientists of the 21st century. Give us your money. All right, back with questions of the day after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Captain Morgan didn't get the memo on the new event. She didn't put it in the notes. I got to get in there and activate that next. We got a big event coming up in, where is it called? It's outside of Pittsburgh. Beaver Falls.
Beaver Falls?
Yes, Beaver Falls, and that is in Pittsburgh, no, Pennsylvania. Yeah, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Got a women's health event, expo. It's put on by the Health Hut every year.
Women's?
I'm going to be keynoting that.
It's, hold on.
October 20th.
Yeah.
So listen to this crazy schedule. We got the October 7th through 9th, homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice in St. Pete, Florida. Ty Bollinger will be there with me as well. The Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, that's sold out October 14th, 15th, and 16th in Dallas, Texas. Folks, if it's sold out, you can't go. You understand? You won't be able to go. Maybe it'll be streaming live.
Is that what that means?
Okay. Yeah, I just want you to be clear. So here's the thing. It's just like this last weekend we had 150 people. That sold out too. and that was in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ty Bollinger and I were there. You want to see Ty and me, TMB and RSB? Come to St. Pete, Florida. You can. There's tickets available for that. October 7th, 8th, and 9th. And I know he'll be there at least the 7th and 8th. St. Pete, Florida. Homeoprophylaxis. And then the Hearthlight event is later in the month up in North Georgia in Gainesville, where we play the Harlem Legends, the 28th. 29th is the big education day for the public. 30th, the education day for the medical professions. And that's going to be Gainesville, Florida. That's linked up in the show notes. I'm going to add, before the show is over today, the big event in the Women's Health Expo in Beaver Falls. That'll be October the 20th. That's a Thursday evening. A Thursday evening, the 20th. And look in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And if you know anybody in the Pittsburgh metro area, this will sell out as well. There's a limited number of people. And so these opportunities, they're coming here and there. But if they're anywhere near you, make your way to them. These are really extraordinary, what we can unleash, if you will, that power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. And for those that can't attend and still want to interact, you can call me, 866-939-BELL, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a message when we're not on the air. Or you can leave a message at the website at robertscottbell.com, and that leads me to what is affectionately known as the questions of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, first question comes from a concerned daily listener in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Superdome, we got listeners up at 7,000 feet. I think they're pretty high up there in Santa Fe,
nice. Where
the air is really thin. I love
New
Santa
Mexico.
Fe. Yeah,
right.
I've been there
cool.
a number of times over the years, and beautiful, beautiful art in Santa Fe, and jewelers making the most gorgeous things you've ever seen out of the really neat gemstones and semi-precious gems. I'm just having memory flood back in.
Turquoise?
I mean, turquoise,
right.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Wow, great stuff. Also, years ago when we went there, there were some really great organic food places. I'm sure there's probably even more. But anyway, she's concerned, or he's concerned. I'm not sure which, because they didn't leave a name. September 6, 2016. Says Dr. RSB, September 6, 2016, episode, hour one, at 42 minutes and 40 seconds in, this is very specific, so I'm not going to question this, that's probably what happened, but we often don't hear the commercials here because we're chatting on the break, talking to guests, talking to the board op, planning things, prepping things, so I don't hear this, but this concerned listener from Santa Fe says, at that moment in your show, there was an advertisement, a commercial, to prevent the flu by getting the flu shot at Rite Aid. What is going on? I don't know. I know I have the same. What is going on, Super Don? How is this happening? Is this going to be a replay of what happened years ago with TRN and their Tylenol commercials?
You're not going to tell them that that Rite Aid is now our sponsor?
Yeah, right. Not.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Folks,
okay.
here's how it works. In syndicated talk radio, you have a national syndicator that has a bucket of minutes that play nationally. And then you have the local affiliates that have a bucket of minutes that play locally. And those local affiliates, the cost of them carrying the show is that they have to carry the commercials from the syndicator. I don't control all of them. And so if, let's say, Rite Aid approaches a network and says, I want to buy a commercial to air in all of your shows, and there's a price for that, they'll throw them in there unbeknownst to the hosts. So, it's hopefully patently obvious to our listener in Santa Fe that I don't endorse flu vaccines nor Rite Aid.
You didn't have a change of heart, no.
No, but I don't have total control over the inventory either, so if that happens, do bring it to my attention, because we can at least say something, say, hey, if it's possible, try not to run that one in this show. That would be great. Otherwise,
this is, I think, the second time ever in the time that we've been doing the show, that you've been doing the show, which is longer than I've been on it, that this has happened. Because I remember, at least the story, I think it was before I came on, where our old syndicator, what was it, like an Advil commercial?
Tylenol. It was a Tylenol commercial.
It was Tylenol.
I went ballistic. I went bonkers. I was more like Alex Jones at that point, or Michael Savage. I think I was like going, I can't believe. I was outraged. I was like, dude, you did not play that in my show.
You were a little more high strung back then.
I don't know what happened. Was it the CBD that mellowed me out? I'm not sure. Maybe just being older, on the planet long enough. Got to pace myself.
Yeah, not pace myself. Small stuff so much.
So anyway, we'll put in the request, but again, recognize that we don't have complete power over what's played. But if you ever have a concern like that, my concerned listener in Santa Fe or anywhere that you're listening, please do send us a message. We appreciate it. I certainly appreciate it. We'll find out what we can do about it. In the meantime, we have a quick question.
The concerned listener from Santa Fe, New Mexico, was the person's on their toes. I mean, good for them. Extra points.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I can now go, all right, go back to episode on September 6th at hour 1, 42 minutes and 40 seconds.
Seconds.
Dude, that's impressive. I am impressed by our listener in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Remember we sent a trophy to one of the kids that listened to the show, the youngest awesome listener of the show? Remember that? Shelly Myers' son?
Yep.
I think it was Jake. And,
yep.
Yeah. I this is probably an adult, so he or she doesn't need a trophy, but it's like one of those moments where I go, thank you for being so observant and letting us know. That's really kind of you. So, next one comes from Alice G., a frequent airport traveler. I feel like you, Alice. I'm a frequent airport traveler nowadays, too. And it was a quick question for Dr. King. But Dr. King's usually on the first Friday for Healing Revolution Friday to kick off the month, so it's going to be a few weeks. So I think I don't want to wait for Dr. King on this one. I can certainly ask him again. But she says, Alice says, are the homeopathic spray bottles still good after they are forced through the x-ray machines at the airport? I tried wrapping foods and medicine in aluminum foil, but I'm afraid this is doing nothing since TSA doesn't require me to unwrap them. One airport security officer even told me they can see right through them. Thanks, Alice. Well, if you really want to protect whatever from the x-ray machine, you're going to have to use lead foil. Remember, Superman can't see through lead. And the TSA machines using x-rays, unless the x-rays are powerful enough, they're not going to get through the lead foil.
Lead foil?
Yes, lead foil.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Right. According to Mike Adams, the health ranger, you might be able to use certain dietary supplements and wrap them in that because of what he's found with the lead in some of these things.
Right, yeah. Right.
I mean, yeah, Mike is on it, man.
He's on it again.
Dude, I'm trying to get him back on the show because I want to talk to him about these things. These are very important, the findings that he's revealing. And he's getting crap for it. He doesn't deserve it. He deserves to be thanked for what he's unveiling, what he's revealing. So hopefully we can get him on. But, yes, and I'm not arguing that everybody should use lead foil because lead is a toxic poison. It's dangerous. If you handle lead, you want to handle it with kid gloves. I'm not kidding. You want to have gloves on. And but yeah, if you felt like you needed to. Now, to answer the question about homeopathy, I've said this over the years. I haven't referenced it very frequently and recently. The remedies I've been traveling with for years, I've never had them not work. All right? Now, the thing is, in a homeopathic remedy, you've got often, and in King Bio remedies, there are remedies that are diluted beyond the number of Avogadro, right? There are no molecules left. We're talking energy. And that's why, you know, the molecular reductionist quackbuster skeptics, they can't handle fathom homeopathy because it's energy. But there are some that are of lower attenuation or potency that are below that number that, you know, for instance, a 10X or a 5X or 6X, you know, these things are measured in parts per million, sometimes parts per billion. But if you think about how few particles are there that are actually in there, and radiation doesn't saturate totally in the small time frame it's running through the x-ray machine. The reality is you're not going to destroy the entire remedy by running it through there. And I know I'll get a lot of homeopaths that will argue against me and tell me I'm a heretic homeopath, right? Homeopathic heretic. But I'm a pragmatic homeopath. And if I had evidence to show that they were neutralized and somehow didn't work, okay, I'm open to it. But how are you going to tell? How are you going to know? Because you already can't validate the remedy to know that it is what you say it is unless you trust the manufacturer. And in case of homeopathic manufacturing, it is a very distinct and specific recipe in terms of how you make them according to the HPUS, the Homeopathic Pharmacopeia of the United States, that governs how they're manufactured and made, regulated, overseen ultimately by the FDA. Yes, they do inspect homeopathic pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities. They have to. So it's a fair question, Alice, and I'm not saying that it's not possible to screw up and ruin a remedy by running it through an x-ray machine, but I'm telling you in my experience, you know, I'm not running it through 1,000 times, but over time, I haven't had a reduction in the efficacy in my experience. Do I like that they go through the X-ray machines? Do I want them to? No. But in reality, how am I going to determine it? How are you going to determine it? We do know X-rays, like we've had the story about ionizing radiation, impacts on matter. We do. And it is an energy. In fact, you can make an X-ray homeopathic remedy. You can take substances and X-ray them and then dilute and succuss them according to homeopathic theory, and you can convert X-rays into a homeopathic antidote, too. So, again, I don't have a definitive answer for you, Alice. I can only explain it from my experience. And until somebody can show me where they put it through an X-ray machine and said, now it doesn't work, and this is why I know it doesn't work, versus you believe it doesn't work, right? Remember the placebo concept. You can take a remedy, you don't believe it works, and it won't work, right? Like you put it in your husband's coffee or tea, so he'll stop drinking coffee or tea or smoking. Remember, it's not going to work, like Superdon said, on addiction, unless you want it to. Now, I'm not saying homeopathy only works if you believe it, because you try it on animals and children, and you'll see that it is efficacious beyond placebo, too. Great questions, folks. We're going to go to the Oxford Dictionary and find out what new words there are for Super Don to use, because he likes the big ones. Sometimes I use those words.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It's like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you hold off on the show for just a minute? I'm trying to update that women's thing, right? Oh, you can't? All right, here we go. Final segment for hour one. We got Ian Clark coming up from Activation Products. We're going to talk about an upcoming medicinal supplement summit. That's going to be awesome. You'll want to partake in. Also, spray yourself down with some magnesium. Ease magnesium so you don't have restless body syndrome while you sleep like Super Don used to have. And all that good stuff we're going to get to. Speaking of good stuff, I don't know, good, bad, or ugly, but the Oxford Dictionary, is it the Oxford one, Super Don? They change every
year?
Yeah, yep. Every year they vote on things. It's kind of like the flu shot. Let's vote on which strain to go after, right? But the Oxford Dictionary votes on which words we're going to let into our dictionary, the Oxford Dictionary. This year, if you're from America, you're in. Was that a George Bushism? I'm from America.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah.
America.
And YOLO is in. YOLO. How long have we been waiting for YOLO? I don't even know what YOLO means. Y-O-L-O.
That's been out for a few years. I remember my kids, when they were in school, that was kind of a big thing. And it's an acronym that stands for You Only Live Once.
All right, well, use it in a sentence or as a response, Super Don, like when your kids used it. How would they use it?
I'm going to go ahead and eat Twizzlers because you only live once.
Because YOLO. You would say because YOLO.
That's right.
Patrick YOLO. Would say because YOLO. Well, what if you believe you live an infinite number of times? Yoli?
Well, then, Yoli. Live, yes,
Yoli. You only live infinity. All right. Yes. And for James Bond lovers, you only live twice. That would be YOLT.
And here's another one that, I don't know. I mean, uh-huh. I never had one of these, but I always wanted one when I was younger.
What?
Kegerator. Not Moobs. Moobs did make it in there. That's one of the ones. Which
man
is,
boobs.
Man boobs.
Which was the one you just said? Kegerator. What is a kegerator?
Dude, you don't know what a kegerator is?
Dude, help me out here. I don't know all these new words.
It's like a mini fridge with a keg built into it, and it has a tap that comes through the top. Every guy who has a man cave wants one of these.
Did not know that. See, that passed me by, kegerators.
Yeah.
How about that?
Refrigerator and keg? Kegerator.
How about this one for, was this a New York thing or a Boston thing? Forget about it, right?
Forget
the gangsta.
Yeah.
You get that made
that's
it in.
That's a lot of letters for one word, isn't it?
Right. said, as in, don't even bother. Example, if you're trying to get across downtown Atlanta before a Falcons game, you can forget about it. I wouldn't think that that's what you'd hear at a Falcons game, but if you're going to see, like, the Yankees or the Jets or the Giants, something in the Northeast, you'd hear, forget about it. Let's see. Gender fluid.
Yeah, and that's the one I was just going to go to, which is with all of the talk in the news about transgender bathrooms, right?
Right. Gender fluid. Isn't that what comes out of your nose after you eat a Twizzler?
Gender fluid. Ooh. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Patrick. Sorry.
No, but listen, I don't know what this is. This is kind of like a person who's agnostic or something, kind of, when it comes to gender.
When just, someone's gender identity shifts between masculine and feminine, you're gender fluid.
I don't even know how that could be. I mean, really? You know, it's like I woke up this morning and I'm feeling feminine today.
Yeah. Well, in Australia, and I didn't publish this article from John Rappaport. I was almost too grossed out about it. But they're actually doing surgery on four-year-old kids who claim to be more, like a boy might claim to be more feminine. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. This is disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So that thing is just out of sorts down under. And they're probably going to try and promote this here. And this is the whole thing about gender identity, gender fluidity, you know, transgender bathrooms. I mean, it's gone beyond. It's beyond. I mean, that's beyond tolerance.
You know, that makes me want to vom.
That's vom. Yeah, that word is in there, too. That's the millennial for vomit is vom. Because you millennials are evidently not eating as much, so you can't even get the whole word out.
It's kind of tiring to have to speak two syllables. We'll just keep it to one. Don't want to get worn out.
Now, I'm going to warn you, folks. If you go to robertscottbell.com and click on the link, it'll take you to the CNN article. If you go to the original article where it lists all of these things, you're going to see words that are not good to see. If you're genteel and you know you don't want to see. Because they got words in there like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that made it into the – I didn't know it would ever make it.
Real quick here.
Yeah,
they paid homage to Robert Dahl.
Roald Dahl,
yes. Yeah. One of the words going in there, scrumdiddlyumptious.
Scrumdiddlyumptious, something you'll never hear me say about a Twizzler stick. Okay, folks, thank you for being with us. 1 hour to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got Ian Clark coming up. We've got the FDA team making a visit to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Uh-oh, this could be trouble, folks. Don't go away. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.